Amen. Let's take our Bibles and turn to the book of 2 Timothy. Now you know that 2 Timothy is one of the pastoral epistles. So is 1 Timothy and so is the book of Titus. Well, in the early hours of Thursday morning, about 3 a.m. in the morning, little Gloria Ruth Herrington was born. So we rejoice in the birth of another gift from God, little baby girl. And may God bless Thomas and Rachel with baby Gloria. What a beautiful name, Gloria. Glory to God in the highest. That is well themed. And, so Gloria Ruth Herrington was born on Thursday morning while most of us were in the Netherlands. I can assure you that Rachel was not. Neither was Thomas. But joy came in the morning. And so let's pray for them. She's meant to be discharged today, Lord willing. So let's pray for the Herringtons at this time, especially for Rachel as she recovers and starts to begin that beautiful routine of nurturing a babe. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 15. Why do we need to be good students of the Word of God? 2 Timothy 2:15 reads, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Let's bow for prayer once again. Our God, we are honored once again of the privilege to pray and to say thank you for your countless blessings that you've bestowed upon each one of us. Thank you for the safe arrival of Gloria Ruth Herrington. Thank you for blessing Thomas and Rachel with a baby girl. Grant them wisdom, strength, and grace to raise this young gift in your nurture, in your admonition. And Lord God, I pray that as we spend these few moments together within your precious word, I pray that you would challenge us, that you would instruct us, even rebuke us if needs be, that we might glorify your name more so. In the name of Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen. Why do we need to be good students of the Word of God? To be like Him through a greater knowledge of our Lord Jesus found within the Scriptures. This is the goal. This is the end goal. It's not a matter of knowledge. My Bible teaches me that knowledge puffs up. Knowledge has its place, but knowledge alone will only lead to pride. And I trust that you will not walk away from this service this morning just determining to know more of the Bible. Now, we want you to know more of the Bible, but that is not the end. The end goal is likeness to Christ, the God of the Bible. As 2 Peter 1:2 reads, "Grace and peace be multiplied through the knowledge of God." How do we attain the knowledge of God? And of Jesus our Lord. Grace and peace be multiplied. Likeness to Christ comes in and through the Scriptures. We need to be like Him through a greater knowledge of our Lord Jesus within the Scriptures. This is why we need to be students of the Bible. Let me give you three reasons why each one of us needs to take seriously this yearly theme and being a good student of the Word of God. The first reason is found in the word approved there in verse number 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God. The word study means to be diligent. It means to labor. It literally has the idea of an eagerness, the use of speed, wasting no time. So in other words, the word study, diligent, it conveys the idea of hurrying to do something and exerting yourself. See, there is no such thing as an expert Bible student. There are no experts. Only God is the expert. I don't like it when we use the word, well, he's an expert. No, he's not. Nobody's an expert. God is the only expert. He knows everything. That implies that you know everything that you need to know. No, you do not. None of us are expert Bible students. Now, to become a medical doctor takes years, and once qualified to practice, there will still be the burden of continuous study. More so when it comes to God's Word. You can know enough to practice Christianity. In other words, to live out the Word of God, but you will soon realize there is much more to know about God revealed within the Word of God. That's why it reads then, verse 15, study to show thyself approved unto God. This word study, this word diligent, it's a verb. It's a doing word. It requires action, movement. God wants us to be studious when it comes to the Word of God. God wants us to make an effort to diligently study God's Word. The same word translated study here in verse 15 is translated diligent in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 9. Note, it reads, do thy diligence. This is the same base word translated study in verse 15 of chapter 2. Do thy diligence to come shortly or quickly unto me. So the idea of study to show thyself has the idea of being eager and exerting yourself. God wants us to be students of the Word of God. In fact, the same base word translated study here is translated labor in Hebrews 4:11, where it reads, let us labor. Labor, diligent, study, the same root word. See, in Proverbs 14:23, the Bible reads, in all labor there is profit. But the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury or poverty. The Bible teaches us we need to be prepared to labor. We need to be prepared to be diligent. We need to be prepared to study the Word of God. Study to show thyself to what end? That we might be approved unto God. Now note that little phrase there in verse 15. To show thyself. To exhibit. To display before others. This is in reference to our testimony. In other words, God wants us to not only look right on the outside, and we are good at doing that as independent Baptists. Why aren't you saying amen? We are good at doing that as independent Baptists, but God wants us to be right on the inside as well. And if we are right on the inside, we will be right on the outside. Don't get me wrong, I'm all for looking right. But to look right on the outside, that's the easy part. To be right from within, that's what takes some work. So God wants us to not only look right on the outside, He wants us to be right on the inside by being a good testimony in our knowledge of God's Word. Study to show thyself approved unto God. Romans 14:18 reads, "For he that in these things serveth Christ is accepted to God and approved of men." Beloved, we are justified before God by faith. We are justified before men by our works. In other words, we prove our faith by our works. If there is faith, there will be an outflow. That is the whole point of the book of James. And that's why Philippians 2:12 reads, "Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." Reflect your salvation. Study to show thyself approved unto God. Why do we need to be students of the Word of God? Why do you and I why do we have to take seriously this yearly theme? Because as the Bible teaches, and this is my first main point this morning, that we might be approved unto God. Would you like God to say to you one day, "Well done"? Talk to me. Study to show thyself approved unto God. We can gain God's approval. We will please God our Savior by being diligent in the Word of God. The word translated approved here has the idea of being tested and found acceptable as opposed to that which is rejected. This is our great motivation. We want God's approval. We're not here for man's approval, we're here for God's approval. And we can gain God's approval by being diligent and studious when it comes to the eternal Word of God. We want God to say to us, do we not? "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." It's interesting, this word translated approved is a word that was used of coins and metals that are tested in the fire and proven to be of worth. And beloved, this morning, one way by which we can gain this approval of God is by being a diligent student of the Word of God. Are you studious when it comes to the Word of God? Well, let me ask you, do you want to please the Lord? Then you and I must determine to take this yearly theme seriously. You must determine to be a student of the Word of God. In 2 Corinthians 5:9, "Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent we may be accepted of Him." Diligent study of the Word of God requires time, it requires commitment, it requires hard work. Study to show thyself, to exhibit, to display God's approval. When the Lord Jesus was baptized, and next Sunday morning we will have a baptismal service, and we're looking forward to that. Brother Chris is going to get baptized. Some of you need to get baptized. Amen. Don't need to pray about it, you just need to obey the Bible. It's as simple as that. And see, when the Lord Jesus was baptized, God the Father said, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased." So when a person identifies with Jesus Christ,
in believers' baptism, they identify with the gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ, that the old man is buried with Christ and raised in newness of life. That pleases God the Father. That puts a smile on God the Father. And when you and I study, we are diligent in the Word of God and we take seriously this book and you love this book and you study this book, you will gain God's approval. Do you love the Lord? Good, no. Life of many. The average JW knows more than most Christians know. Just to our shame. Note that little phrase once again there in 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God. Why would God be pleased and approve of us laboring in the Word of God? Well, let me ask you this question. Whose word is this? God's Word. This is God's Word. This is God's inspired, God-breathed, God is the author, inerrant. There are no mistakes in this book. Infallible. No, the Pope is not infallible. The Bible is infallible. This is the inspired, inerrant, infallible Word of God. Study to show thyself approved unto God. Why would God approve of His people studying diligently, with eagerness, with diligence, laboring to know the God of the Bible? Let me tell you why. Because this is about the God of the Bible. This is all about our God. Who is at the theme of every book of the Bible? Talk to me. God, Jesus Christ. And beginning at Moses and all the scriptures, the things concerning me, said the Lord Jesus Christ. The Word of God is all about our Savior. And if we love God, we'll love the Word of God. Study to show thyself approved unto God. Would you like for God to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, one day? Well, you can be assured of that commendation if you will determine in 2019 to be a student of the Word of God. Your love for Jesus Christ will be evident by your love for the Word of God. Amen, Pastor. Thank you for that. Let me say it one more time. Your love for Jesus Christ will be evident by your love of this book. Tell me how much time you spend in this book, and I'll tell you how much you love Jesus Christ. How can you say you love God and not love His Word? My wife loves me. She's loved me for the last 31 years. You still love me? She tells me she still has all of the love letters I've sent her. Yes, she still has them. Why? Because she loves me. If you love God, you'll love His love letter. Study to show thyself approved unto God. Why do we need to be students of the Word of God? My friend, it pleases God. Don't you want to please the one that you love? If you love God, then you want to please Him. How can we please our God? Well, study to show thyself approved unto God.
Let's read on verse number 15. Let me just give you one other reason this morning as to why we need to be students of the Word of God. Number one, we will gain God's approval. Because the Scriptures are all about Jesus Christ. It's all about our God. If we love God, we'll love the Scriptures. We'll want to study the Scriptures. Secondly, note that little phrase then, verse 15, please. Are you still there in 2 Timothy 2? A workman that needeth not to be ashamed. A workman. The idea of approval, number one. That's why we need to be diligent students of the Word of God. To gain God's approval. To know God is to know the Scriptures. To love God is to spend time in the Scriptures. Number two, the word armed. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed. This is in reference to being trained for effective service. So that you and I will be unashamed. See, it's from the Word of God that we are trained to serve God effectively, are we not? Note there in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Look with me, please. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. To what end? That it's the making of the man of God may be perfect, that is, mature. Note this next little phrase. Thoroughly furnished, equipped unto all good works. In Isaiah chapter 34, verse 5, for my sword shall be bathed in heaven. This is God's inspired, inerrant, infallible Word of God. And God equips us through the Scriptures. And beloved, we need to study ourselves to be approved under God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed. A workman, one that is prepared to work. One that is prepared to toil. Laziness dishonors God. Talk to me. Laziness dishonors God. If you're a lazy person, you dishonor God. We need to be prepared to work. And all of God's people said, amen. Laziness leads to poverty. And let me tell you why a lot of people are on welfare, because they are lazy. Amen, Pastor. Downright lazy. They don't want to work. That's another sermon. But beloved, you and I need to be prepared to be equipped for effective service. And we are equipped for effective service with the precious Word of God. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. So the Lord Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. And beloved, why do you and I need to be students of the Word of God? By being studious when it comes to the Word of God, we gain God's approval. Number one. And number two, we are armed. We are a workman. We are an equipped workman. A qualified workman that needeth not to be ashamed. We will not bring reproach on the name of Jesus Christ. My friend, look at 2 Corinthians, please, chapter 6. You still with me? Okay, quickly, 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Note there in verse, the third verse. verse number 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 3 and 4. Give no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, necessities, distresses, etc. It goes on. But note then verse number 3, give no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. Beloved, we need to be students of the Word of God, that we might gain God's approval and also be armed for effective Christian service, lest we be shamed. It is not only shameful to fail to be diligent in the Word of God, you will be ill-equipped in effective in serving God effectively. Let me say it again. It is not only shameful to fail to be a diligent student of the Word of God, you will be ill-equipped in your service for Him. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 4. Look at verses 12 to 16. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Note verse 13. Till I come, give attendance to reading, exhortation, doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. So the Apostle Paul encouraged young Timothy, you need to be a diligent student of the Word of God. You need to give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine, that you might protect yourself and protect others as well. Meditate upon these things. Give thy heart wholly unto these things. Beloved, we need to be armed for battle. We are not on a playground. We are on a battlefield. We have a devil that is out there wanting to devour and to destroy the child of God. And the sword of the Spirit is what? The Word of God. And if we're to combat the wiles of the devil, we need to be people of this book. All scriptures given by inspiration of God, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Do you know what you believe and why? Oh, Pastor, I believe it because you believe it. Well, good for you. That's not good enough. Oh, Pastor, I believe in the teachings of this book. I believe in the teachings of this church. Well, do you know why you believe in the teachings of this church? Personally. Do you want to be effective in your service for the Lord? Then we need to study the Scriptures. I challenge you, take on a JW and see who shames who. Yeah. I challenge you. Because I guarantee you that heretic on your doorstep knows exactly what they believe and why they believe it. And I will guarantee you the average person will walk away being shamed before a heretic. I challenge you. Take on a JW. Let's see who shames who. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Oh, Pastor, I'm not going to waste my time now. I agree. But maybe some of you need to waste some time and take on a JW and let's see who shames who. That it might motivate us to know the book. These people are peddling heresy that are leading people to a Christless eternity. And I will guarantee you, if they knock on your door, they know exactly what to say, when to say it, and where to say it from. Oh, but Pastor, that's error. The point is, they've studied their heresy. They know how to answer you. They have a book that gives them the answers. They've studied how to answer you. You know, you need to know how to answer them from the precious book, the Word of God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Do you realize the Mormons boast that the major converts of their church worldwide comes from Baptist churches? That's a shame. Absolute shame. Oh, but Pastor, I know that I'm saved. Well, good for you. I'm glad you know that you're saved. I know I'm saved as well. But there's a little bit more to the Bible than just salvation. It's called sanctification. It's called being equipped. Yeah. Oh, but Pastor, I know I'm in a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church. Well, good for you. But how much Bible is in you? Go ahead, take on a JW this week. I'll pray for you. I'm going to pray that some of you will confront some JWs this week. Good for you. Let's see who shames who. Not to embarrass you, but just to maybe wake us up. Amen, Pastor. The Word of God teaches us how we can serve Him effectively so that we won't be ashamed. My little children, abide in Him, 1 John 2:28, that when He shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming. My friend, Jesus Christ is coming again. Until He comes, may He find us laboring for Him, not only in the fields that are white under harvest, but also in the Word. Studying the Word of God, being diligent in the Word of God, seeking to know God more so. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. Oh, Pastor, that verse is for pastors. Didn't you say these are the pastoral epistles? Oh, aren't you a clever little soul? But look at verse number 1 of chapter 2. Thou therefore, let's say it together, my son. Okay. Who wins? Pastor, you win. Yes, pastors are to study the Word of God. But you are to study the Word of God. You are to study the Word of God. But Pastor, I've never been to Bible college. That's okay. Bible college is not for everybody. We don't want everybody at Bible college. Read my lips. We don't want everybody at Bible college. We only want God-called people to Bible college. But all of us are called to study the Scriptures. Oh, but Pastor, I'm too young, I'm too old. God tells us, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. There's one other key reason why we need to be students of the Word of God. But you'll have to come back tonight for that one. I trust and pray that this yearly theme will be your theme for 2019. Why do we need to be good students of the Word of God? We need His approval. I trust you want God's approval. And number two, we need to be armed, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, armed, equipped for effective Christian service. When the drums of World War II were stilled and the men turned hopelessly to the pursuits of peace, they soon discovered that their dreams were turned into a nightmare. The Soviet Union launched a global effort to communize the world. The Iron Curtain came down and Eastern Europe was swallowed up. The Cold War began. So Winston Churchill was appalled. It occurred to him that the Bible had prophecies that might shed light on his path as he sought to guide his people along the perilous paths of peace. But who could he get to shed light on these things? After diligent inquiries, he chose a former missionary named Harold St. John, a gifted Bible teacher and one who was at home in the prophetic word. Arrangements were made for the two to meet. For the better part of a day, the great statesman, Sir Winston Churchill, sat at the feet of one of God's choicest saints as the great Bible teacher took him through the scriptures. As the two men parted at the end of that day, Churchill said to his new friend, "Mr. St. John, I would give half the world for your knowledge of the Bible." Mr. St. John acknowledged the compliment and quietly said, "Sir, I gave all the world to get it." I gave all the world to get it. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Let's bow for prayer.